The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Thanks to a new law, California residents who do not identify as either male or female can choose a third option on their driver's licenses and birth certificates. VOA's Jenya Dulo spoke with a Berkeley resident who is that third option, known as non-binary.
Carly Mitchell created this book using pictures to illustrate the non-binary main character. You can't tell whether it is a girl or a boy, which is how Carly has felt since the moment they could talk. Carly was born a girl, or what a non-binary calls female assigned. As a kid, Carly preferred sports, but on the rare occasion played with dolls. At some point, Carly realized that they did not identify with either gender.
But when it comes to gender, I just never been one or the other. And that's messy and it's confusing for people. And it can even cause people to be, you know, resentful and violent towards me. But I don't know what to tell you. I am who I am.
As a teenager, Carly took female hormones for medical reasons, then considered taking testosterone to enhance masculinity, all in an effort to fit in. But all it did was increase Carly's depression.
It sucks if you're, like, you know, it's not easy to be in a society where you're born one way, you don't identify with the body you're in, and you also have people saying, like, well, live with it. You know, I think being a human being is uncomfortable.
Today, at 36, Carly is an athletic, sports-loving person who, at the same time, is sensitive and artistic. But non-binary people can sometimes create confusion for others.
It was hot. It was like July or August. And all the male-assigned people in the gym had their shirts off, and they were all climbing and, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take my shirt off too. And I did, and one thing led to another, and the police escorted me out, and the owner said I was only allowed back in if I would behave myself, I think he said, which means, you know, play by the rules of my gender that was assigned to me, and that's not my gender, you know.
Carly believes that gender is actually a spectrum rather than two opposite options. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Berkeley, California.
I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.